Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Many of London's most popular and storied theatres exist in the city's West End, a district known for productions both big and small. But there's one theatre currently in London that is known for even smaller productions, and it doesn't have a fixed address at all. To find out more about this unique performance space, Monocle's Emily Sands brings us this tall story.
I'm in Little Venice, a district in West London. Regent's Canal is in front of me, along with some ducks and the occasional jogger passing by. However, there is something far more interesting to my right. A red and yellow striped barge, sitting comfortably in the water. The largest boat that you can get on the Regent's Canal. But it's not just any barge, it's the Puppet Theatre Barge. Gren Middleton and Juliet Rogers started as a touring company called Moving Stage in 1978, specialising in marionette theatre. They spent several years travelling the UK and the world, but then they wanted something a bit more permanent. So they bought a 72-foot-long Thames lighter barge and transformed it into the Puppet Theatre. Gren and Juliet, who are now in their 80s, have stepped back to let the family carry on the theatre. Kate, their daughter, runs the puppet barge with her two sons and her husband Rob.
Generally we do children's shows, that is our bread and butter, that's what we mostly do. But we do shows for adults as well, puppet shows. We've done various Shakespeare productions and specially commissioned works as well by contemporary playwrights. Also we've started doing a few little acoustic music nights. We've had a bit of cabaret and drag as well. So we're diversifying a little bit, but it's such a special venue. I think people love performing here, even when it's not puppets.
Let's head onto the boat and take a look around.
You come on a bit of a journey just coming down here, as you're probably feeling. It's quite strange. You've got the plane of the light on the water just sort of dancing around like a kind of animation. You're in the foyer, which is a bit like the kitchen in a party. You don't want it to get too crowded, but inevitably everyone ends up here.
Rob points out some puppets above my head, hanging from their strings on the walls. These puppets are from Pakistan, Indonesia and Burma, just a few of the many places that the theatre puppets have come from. I ask Rob what the experience is like for children as they embark onto the barge and step down into the theatre that occasionally bobs up and down when other boats pass by.
They're very excited coming on. We have sort of won half the battle because they have to go up the gangplank and then past the bollard, and they can see the water and usually a few geese and ducks and so on, and then down into the barge. So they're very excited already. You've kind of transported them somewhere else, and they're in a different world. It's quite dark down here, like in a nice way, sort of warm, dark kind of feel. They come into the theatre and sit down, and there's a golden curtain, and they've no idea what's going to happen. And they're looking round, and there's some, you know, strange-looking puppets, I'm not going to lie. It's actually funny, it's almost often the adults who have more of the problems with the puppets than the kids. Although there are one or two that are really fierce and we are thinking of possibly swapping them with something else.
Puppetry is an ancient form of performance that can be dated back to Egypt in 2000 BC. In French, marionette means little Mary, as during the Middle Ages, string puppets were often used to portray biblical events, with the Virgin Mary being a popular character, hence the name. But marionette isn't the only type of puppetry out there. There are other variations, such as shadow puppets, hand puppets, stick puppets, and finger puppets, to name a few. But the Puppet Barge specialises in marionettes.
We have some really well-trained marionettists who can make those marionettes appear incredibly lifelike. And I think of all the puppet forms, if you can do that, it's a magic that no other puppet has, because you can't see what's going on. Yes, you can see the strings a little bit, but you don't really understand how they're doing what they're doing, and you soon forget about them. We're doing a show at the moment called P, which is loosely related to The Princess and the Pea, that story. It's by one of our puppeteers that's been working with us for a while now, a guy called Eden. He has a company called Nod at the Fox. So that's not one of our productions, as it were. It's a production coming in, which is something that we've been doing more recently and is really fun because he's adapted it. So he uses all of the stage. He's mostly in front of the stage, but he's also used the marionette stage because he's been trained up here and does marionettes. So it's a mixture of tabletop and marionettes.
The barge often makes its way up the Thames to Richmond for the summer holidays. the whole process taking around 3 to 4 days to pull off. The whole barge needs to essentially be packed away for the journey. This includes collapsing the roof, removing some of the seats in the theatre, and carefully packing away the marionettes. And then whilst on the move, there are around 9 locks that need to be carefully navigated. As we walk down into the theatre, in front of me is a shiny gold curtain, and Rob kindly shows me backstage. Through a small doorway, I have to duck to enter, as was the theme for most of the barge.
So, if you've ever been behind a theatre, it's like everything like in a big theatre, but just smaller. The ropes for a big theatre, say a West End theatre, are like big ropes, like we would move the barge with, like a boat. And these are like just up from a string to something a bit slightly more than that. But this is for the backdrops, it's exactly the same thing. And these are what we call a double bridge marionette stage. So they mostly do it from the back bridge here, and they can do it over the front or the back. So you've got two stage areas, the stage has been removed here. This plank here, the back plank, and then the middle area there. And you've also got a front bridge, because crossing over is hard work.
The barge is full of character, and it's clearly a special place for children to come and spend time watching the magic on stage. As one of the only places in London where you can see a marionette puppet show today, it's important to Rob and his family to maintain this form of theatre on their barge, which has been running for the last 40 years.
People who haven't been here before are like, wow, what? This place is amazing. You know, and that's really nice because it keeps reminding you of, yeah, actually it is, and it's probably worth keeping going, because I think you almost feel like you're obliged to try and keep something like this going. You can't come up with a thing like this in a corporate boardroom by just throwing a few ideas around. It just doesn't happen. We've been going 40 years. It's our 40th anniversary this year. So you can get people who came here as a child and are bringing their own children, and they really remember it. It's a very memorable place.
You've been listening to Tour Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Today's episode was written by Emily Sands and produced and edited by David Stevens. Remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye. And thank you for listening, City Lovers.